Part 27, Chapter 3. Lord Schleem was not the least bit rattled. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was now applying a maxim of diplomacy which stated that, when diplomacy failed, one resorted to military means. It had become obvious to him in these last few minutes that if he continued along the previous course, he would lose. So he had shifted his entire planning suddenly and irrevocably. These were very troubled times. He felt the power of the small gray man had crumbled, and that things were not what they used to be. Therefore, any threat of retaliation from the small gray man could be ignored. This was the first emissary meeting in over a year, and he was completely certain that the power of the emissaries and collective governments had become a shadow that was no real danger to Tolnep. These empires and states were too far away. He had just given half-captain, now Captain Snowl, just today, very specific orders. He had used a word code known only to officers of flag rank and executives high in the Tolnep government. Using one set of words, one could convey quite another meaning. Additionally, the radio band used was hyper-non-directional, known only to the Tolneps, and could not be picked up on any other radio except those used by flag officers and the diplomatic service, a band which was constantly running on the bridge of every Tolnep major war vessel. And if that weren't safe enough, the transmissions were also scrambled. Schleem had just ordered Roger Dieter Snowl to send the ships of other combatants to the terrestrial points being defended by the Earthlings, to gather up all Tolnep forces, and to proceed with all speed to the conference location. He had told Snowl to totally disregard any and all conference warnings of the small gray man, since the bulk of the Tolnep vessels were at Singapore, a little over 4,500 miles away, quite close, really. They would arrive over this spot in about 2 hours. Schleem had, in the bottom of his scepter, on the opposite end from the radio, a paralysis beam. All he had to do was give the end of it a twist, and every person or creature within hearing would become instantly paralyzed, except himself. A tap on his own ears first would close his deaf flaps. This entire conference was at his mercy. All he had to do was get them all outside, in the bowl, on some pretext, so that any and all guards were also within hearing distance, listen for the first signs of the arrival of his fleet, tap his own ears, and twist the bottom of the scepter.